This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. It's set to be a busy week in trade news. Japan's foreign minister says the U.S. and Japan will sign a trade deal here in Washington today. Also this week, more trade negotiations with China, although likely narrower in scope than before. Meanwhile, both Republicans and Democrats are working to approve a new North American trade deal to replace NAFTA. And as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports, a key detail is union rights for Mexican workers.
Tomorrow, several members of Congress will visit Mexico to meet President Andrés Manuel López Obrador to talk about labor unions there. Chris Wilson at the Wilson Center's Mexico Institute says for years, some so-called union leaders in Mexico were actually paid off by management.
That person who was, in theory, there to represent workers would instead be representing the employer, really.
This year, Mexico passed reforms, letting workers vote to unionize by secret ballot and choose their unions. Many Democrats in Capitol Hill say this law is key to their support of the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. They want assurances the labor law will be carried out, says Kimberly Elliott at the Center for Global Development.
I think what the Democrats are looking for is enough credible cover from López Obrador and his administration that they are serious and will implement.
Then some Democrats could support the deal on grounds that it helps workers and boosts Mexican wages. Republicans, led by President Trump, are already pushing for the trade deal. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.